A couple of scriptures this morning to help us to show what does it look like to say that you're saved? What does it look like to say that you're saved? Now, I have a couple of scriptures. We're going to have a nice little list, so let's get them and read them, okay? And the first one is going to be coming from Luke chapter number 6 and verse number 46. Luke 6 and 46. And this will be the basis for the lesson on this morning. It says, "And why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" We have to be mindful that Jesus pays attention to our behaviors. Our behaviors are a reflection of the choices and the decisions that we make. We just don't go through and just do anything without thinking. I know sometimes, especially when we were children, adults or parents used to say that you're not even thinking. You're doing that and you're not even thinking about what you're doing because it looks like the behavior is done carelessly or without thought. But everything that we do, some thought goes into it. Everything that we do, some thought goes into it. So when you're seeing someone do a thing half-heartedly or as though they don't want to do it at all, the thought is in it. They're letting you know that even though you told me to do this thing, I really don't want to do it. And as a result of me not wanting to do it, I can show you better than I can tell you. Many times, I can remember even as a child, if I didn't really want to do the dishes or anything like that, I would do them half-heartedly and leave food or anything else on it. And out of frustration, mother would go on behind and just do it herself. But what message was I giving her? Not that I didn't know how to do it. I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. So it's the same principle Jesus is trying to teach unto us. He said, "You're calling me Lord, or Lord, or Master, Master, or God, God. And you're saying it out of your mouth, but your actions don't line up with what you're saying." Because he says, if I am your Lord, you ought to do what I tell you to do. You can't call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I tell you to do. All right? Obedience goes along with that submissive attitude. When we say that Jesus is God, when we believe Jesus is our Lord and our Master, we ought to willingly do what he tells us to do. Let's go over to Romans chapter number 2 and start at verse number 1 down through 11. Romans 2, 1 through 11.
Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man.
Right.
So, ever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself.
Yes.
For thou that judgest doest the same thing.
Right. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. You got to be careful of that attitude. Of judging someone else without paying attention to what? Our behaviors, our actions, the choices and decisions that we have made. And it's real easy to fall in line with that. You know, you go downtown to the court systems and you see a guy or a woman or a man behind that bench with that robe on, and they're casting judgments for people, driving drunk, not obeying this traffic violation, or gambling, or stealing, or cheating. And they themselves may be guilty of the exact same behavior. And how the Lord is saying, we are what? Inexcusable. In other words, there's a day of judgment coming. We can judge others, but there's a day of judgment coming where none of us are going to get by Jesus. Jesus is going to bring every work, every behavior, every decision, every choice into judgment with him, right? Yeah. He says you cannot judge somebody else for a thing that you're doing yourself, right? Yeah. Verse number 2.
Verse 2 says, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth.
What is the judgment of God according to?
Truth.
Come on, that's truth. For our Bible lessons, we're going to be going into looking at what exalts the nation. Righteousness. Righteousness exalts the nation. But a rebuke or sin is a reproach. Sin is what keeps people down. You ever thought about that even in your own lives? If you want to get on the path of doing what is right, if you want things to work out better for you, you have to embrace a desire to do right. You have to embrace a desire to do what is right. You have to desire truth. You have to desire truth. You want things done in an honest and an upright way. You want your thoughts to be right. You want your behaviors and your motives to be right. And you want to keep yourself in a position that Jesus exposes you when you are wrong. Let you see, look, you are off track. The things that you're doing are not like me. They're not in agreement with what I want for you. The way that you're thinking, your behaviors, your attitude are not the way that I want you to think. The way you're responding is not the way that I want you to respond. We have to understand that there is a day coming where Jesus is going to judge the world in righteousness. He's going to minister judgment to the people in uprightness. That's Psalms chapter number 9, 6 and 7, or 7 and 8. Someone go over there really quick. Psalms 9, 6 and 7, or 9, 7 and 8. But the Lord endures forever, right? He has prepared his throne for judgment. Everybody got that? The Lord is preparing his throne for judgment, for an examination. He is going to judge this world in righteousness. Righteousness. You look at the word, root word of righteousness, it's right. Jesus is going to judge the world by the things that are right. Just as simple as that. When Adam and Eve ate of that fruit that Jesus told them not to eat of, they went from right to wrong. Jesus told them not to eat of that fruit, and they did it anyway. They went from a righteous nature, or from doing what is right, to doing what is wrong, or an unrighteous nature. Jesus is saying, I'm going to judge the world by the standard of righteousness. Well, everyone that comes into the earth unrighteous or in a wrong state. One writer calls us the wicked, says we come forth from our mother's womb speaking lies, not truth. We come forth from our mother's womb speaking lies. The wrong is in us from birth, the tendency to do wrong. The Ethiopian, the black man, can't change his skin. The leopard cannot change his spots. Then may you also do good when it is your custom. It is your nature to do evil. One writer, Romans, says, who can deliver me from this body of death? Who can deliver me from this wrong nature? This wretched man that I am. The sin that dwelleth in me. That doesn't have to come from nobody else. It's already in me. Who can deliver me from this? Only one that can deliver you from that is Jesus. That's why Jesus focuses on salvation. This is why you have to be focused on salvation. You, in all the things that you say that you have to do in this thing called life, in all the things that you say are important to you, you have to understand when Jesus brings you into judgment with him, he is going to judge you by the standard of righteousness. And I don't care how many good things you do in the earth. I don't care how nice you are. If you still have the nature of Adam in you and is dominating you, you're not going to be able to stand in that judgment. You're going to be guilty. Whole world is going to be found guilty. Scripture says that the law, the purpose of the Lord's law, or the purpose of Jesus' word, is that every mouth may be stopped. Go over the book of Romans really quick. Romans chapter number 3. There's none righteous. No, not one. That's what Romans 3 and 10, I believe, says. There's none righteous. No, not one. All of us. All of us come into this world infected by sin.
Yes.
We have the nature of Adam in us.
Yes.
And if we don't get salvation, that nature is going to ruin us.
Yes,
we're going to end up facing sin's judgment.
Yes.
When Jesus has made a way for us to be free, for us to be delivered. That's what salvation is.
Yes.
It means Jesus has delivered you from that one state and brought you into another. Well, what state do I want Jesus to do? I don't need Jesus to help me to stop habits. I need him to deliver me from that nature. No matter what good that I'm doing, scripture done told me there's none righteous. Why am I not righteous? Because I was born after the similitude or the likeness of Adam. Wherefore, as by one man, who is that one man? Adam. Sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Therefore, death passed upon who?
All
not
men.
Some people. It didn't pass on some people. Sin is not a black or white thing. Everybody is born in the state or the condition of sin from birth. We look at these babies. We say, oh, such and such is such a pretty baby. But when we come into holiness, our minds shift because we realize this child that came into this earth in the state or the condition of sin. And if that child doesn't get their soul saved, huh? They're going to die in sin. And the wage of sin is death. Huh? Death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And you will be there day and night forever and ever. Right? So Jesus came to deliver me from sin. That's right. That's my focus. That's my concentration. That's why I come to church. Every service, I'm focused on Jesus delivering me from sin. I don't want to leave this earth infected by sin. Huh? Come on, saints. I don't want to leave this earth infected by sin. Why? Because sin payment is death, right? That's true. There's none righteous. No, not one, right? Come on. Romans 3:11. That's truth. Come on. We ought to be going to church. We ought to be opening up this book to get an understanding. Huh? What the writer is saying, there's none that understands. Right? Come on. 3:11. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. Huh? Come on. Come on. This is truth. We busy ourselves doing everything else but getting an understanding. An understanding of what? An understanding of who Jesus is. We have to know that Jesus is God. Jesus is the Savior. There are no substitutes. He doesn't share that authority with anyone else. Only Jesus can deliver you. Only Jesus is the supreme being. Huh? He is the one that made us. We are his sheep. Huh? He is the one that brought us into existence. He is the one that keeps our life. By him all things consist. Huh? Whether we like it or whether we don't. By him all things consist. He is above all principalities. He's above all powers. He brings everything into existence. Without him nothing can live. He is the light. That light is every man that comes into the world. Even though we come into the world in sin, he's the one that gives us life. He gives us opportunity, right? That's truth. He gives us all an opportunity to cross from death or to cross from sin over into life. That's truth. All I do is come to church to get an understanding. Understanding of what? Understanding of that. I need to keep that fact before myself. Huh? Day in and day out. I need to get my soul right. Huh? Day in and day out. I need Jesus to open up my understanding concerning who he is and who I am. Huh? Every shortcoming that I have. Huh? Every time I come up short, I need the Lord to open up my understanding. Stephen, you are coming up short. Stephen, you are doing something outside of the will of Jesus. And then he gave me the next key to that. Once the Lord give you understanding, you ought to get in a seeking mode. Huh? Seek what? Seek ye first.
The kingdom of God. The rule of righteousness. You need to seek that first. Jesus, help righteousness to rule me. Help righteousness to guide me. Help righteousness to open up my understanding to who you are and who I am. Right? Come on, that's truth. There's none that understands. There's none that seeks after God. Huh? All of us are gone out of the way. Huh? That's truth. You're not moving forward. You think because you get a raise on your job. Huh? You think because you get a new house or a new car or you finish school. Huh? You think you're moving forward. You don't understand the devil does not care about any of those things. Only thing he doesn't want you to do is get your soul right. Huh? He doesn't want you to be in a place that'll help you get your soul right. Huh? Come on. Get caught up in this. Get caught up in that. Listen to this. Listen to that, but just don't get your understanding open and don't get in a seeking mode. Huh? Come on. That's what we get on when you're talking about seeking Jesus. This is what we're doing when we get at the altar. When you're getting at the altar and you hear me encouraging you, open up your mouth and call Jesus. Don't sit down there and be moaning. Open up your mouth and call Jesus. Huh? When I'm meditating, meditate later. Right now it's time to seek Jesus. Now it's time for you to get on your knees and lift up your hands and open up your mouth. Huh? Come on, they weren't meditating in that upper room. Huh? Scripture said they were in prayer and in supplication. They were in an act of beseeching, an act of begging. Huh? You have to discipline your mind that when I get on my knees, I'm not getting on my knees with the attitude that I got everything that I need. Lord, left me here on the earth one more day. Huh? Lord, woke you up. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of salvation. This is the day for you to get delivered from everything that is not like Jesus. And he gave you one name to deliver you. Huh? There's no salvation in any other. When you get on your knees, open up your mouth and call Jesus. Open up your mouth and say Jesus until Jesus rains down righteousness upon you, right? Till the Lord breaks up that fallow ground. Huh? Till the Lord breaks up that fallow ground. That hard heart. That mind that don't have to want to be in agreement with Jesus. Till the Lord breaks that stuff up. Huh? Lord, help open up your understanding to who you are, to your shortcomings. Huh? Come on. This is not a time to come in and lift up your hands and say how righteous you are. This is not a time for you to come in and tell the Lord how much you pay your tithes and how faithful and upright you are, how well you dress, how well you present yourself before men. This is the time for you to come in and put your face up towards Jesus and smoke your chest. Huh? A time for you to smoke your chest, smoke that inner man, and let the Lord know, Lord, I need mercy. Huh? I need mercy. Mercy on who? Mercy on me. Huh? A poor, wretched soul. I need you to be merciful to me, right? That's true. That's when the Lord can work with you. Need to get in a seeking mode. Huh? That's truth. Lord, look over the earth. And he sees there's no understanding. Huh? There's none that seeks after him. Huh? That's truth. We become comfortable. Huh? We don't have an appetite for Jesus. Huh? We don't have an appetite for Jesus to open up our understanding. Huh? We have got comfortable in doctrines that we've learned years ago. And we're not asking the Lord Jesus, continue to open up my understanding. Open up my understanding that you are God. Huh? That Jesus, you are God. You are in control of everything. Huh? And I need to humble myself. Huh? I need to come before Jesus and let him know, Lord, I need your direction. Huh? I need you to open up my understanding to where I am in life and guide my feet down the path of righteousness. Huh? Down the path that is right. Huh? Why? Because that's how I'm going to be judged. I'm going to be judged by the standard of righteousness, right? That's truth. Going to be judged by that standard. Come on, keep me going.
Jesus, that they all gone
out of the way.
Because
Isn't that something? Lord, looking at the children of men. Some of them were in the way. Huh? They were in that right, that upright way. But some kind of way they deviated. They've gotten off course. Huh? Come on. The households are no longer places of prayer. Huh? Come on. There's more focus on raising dollars than increasing the bank account. Huh? But what about the souls of men? Huh? What about the souls of men? Jesus said, my house shall be always called a house of prayer. Place for you to communicate. Huh? With Jesus. Huh? Come on. A place for you to communicate with Jesus. It's not a foreign thing for you to come in and get on your knees and call Jesus. That should not be foreign. Huh? It shouldn't be something that's a one in a time occurrence. It shouldn't be based on a revival. Saying we're going to have revival. And because we're having revival two or three times a year, that's when we get on our knees and pray. That's when we get in a seeking mode. Every prayer service. Huh? Every prayer service is an opportunity for you. Is an opportunity for me to seek Jesus. Huh? And don't stop seeking him till you find him. Huh? Come on, you say, Elder Scott, I got the Holy Ghost years ago. Something inside of you still need to find Jesus. Huh? Something inside of your brain need to find Jesus. Something inside of your mind is off track. Huh? It's not in agreement with the ways of Jesus. And you need to seek him. Huh? Come on. Seek him. Seek him so much so till he can be found of you. Huh? You'll seek me and find me. When you search for me with what? Huh? You got to search for Jesus with everything inside of you. You've got to passionately want Jesus to have his way inside of you, right? You don't get the Holy Ghost by mistake. You get the Holy Ghost because you seek after Jesus. Huh? Come on. You're searching for Jesus. I told you all a couple of weeks ago. You get to the point when you really want the Holy Ghost, you're not satisfied. I don't care where you go. You go on your job. You try your best to do your job, but you're not satisfied. Huh? You go to this place and say, I'm going to go get a bite to eat, but that bite of food, it just don't satisfy you. Huh? You be wondering, what is wrong? You need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. I need Jesus to live down on the inside of me. Huh? You be driving. You be driving down the street. Tears just be falling. You don't wonder why you cry. What is wrong with me? My life is off. I need the Holy Ghost. That's what's missing in your life. You need the Holy Ghost. And you're not going to get it by mistake. You have to seek Jesus with all of your heart. Huh? You've got to seek after the Lord with all of your heart. You've got to have some passion. You've got to have some zeal. You've got to put some fire behind that name. You've got to let the Lord Jesus know, Lord, I cannot find rest until you come inside me, right? That's true. I don't need another message. I don't need another message. I don't need another song to learn. I need the Holy Ghost. Huh? The only way I'm going to get the Holy Ghost is I'm going to get it through his name. Huh? Whatever you want out of heaven, you got to ask in his name. Huh? You ask in his name, and it shall be given unto you. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock. That word knock denotes persistence. Every time Jesus looks at you, he should see some persistence. He should see some diligence. Huh? You'll seek me and find me when you search for me. Huh? He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he's a rewarder of them that do what? You've got to diligently seek Jesus. When the sun come up, you got to have seeking Jesus on your mind. When the sun goes down, you've got to have seeking Jesus on your mind. In the midnight hour, when you turn over to go to the bathroom, get up out your bed with the Holy Ghost on your mind, right? You'll seek, you'll find Jesus when you search for him like that. Huh? You say, well, it's got to, why do I have to have it? You got to have the Holy Ghost so that you can be right with Jesus. Huh? That's it. You got to have the Holy Ghost so you can be right with Jesus. No Holy Ghost, you're not right. Huh? You don't have no Holy Ghost, you're not right. Huh? Holy Ghost is the spirit of righteousness. Huh? Isn't that it? Holy Ghost is the spirit of righteousness. You can't say you had the Holy Ghost and still doing things you used to do. Huh? Something is wrong. Huh? Say, I got the Holy Ghost yesterday, but I started sinning today. Something is wrong. Holy Ghost should have given you power. Power over that nature. Huh? That which is born of God overcomes the world. Huh? Something is wrong with your Holy Ghost. If you're still being overcome by the world, you have no Holy Ghost, right?
That's true. But I'm just a little carnal. Carnality is death.
Huh? To be carnally minded is death. You don't want to go to the grave carnal. To be carnally minded is death. Death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire. How long will you be there? Day and night, right? Forever and ever.
That's truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, you got to get in the seeking mode. Come on, keep me reading.
That there is none that doeth good.
Yes.
No, not one.
Huh?
Their throat is an open apart.
Come on, check what's coming out your mouth.
Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
Come on, do a throat check.
Oh, thank you.
Check what's coming out of your mouth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
The things that are coming forth out of your tongue are starting in your brain.
Jesus.
Huh? Hallelujah. Your tongue does not do anything unless your brain commands it. Huh? The operating system in your body is your brain. Huh? Nothing comes out of your mouth by mistake. It doesn't just slip out. It was in your mind. Huh? See why you need the Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost takes root in your mind. Huh? Come on! Holy Ghost sits down in your mind.
Yes, it does.
Lord said, behold, I stand at that door and I knock. Huh? That's that mind. Behold, I stand at that door and knock. Any man hear my voice. Voice is his word. And opens up the door. That's that willing mind. Huh? That will got to be willing to let Jesus come on the inside. Got to be willing to open up the door of your mind. Jesus said, I will come into him. And I will sup with him. And he with me. Thou don't bring forth both sweet and bitter at the same time. It's either one or the other, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
That tongue is a rule. An unruly member. It's a world of iniquity. Huh? You were talking about what a cause wars? Huh? What a cause fighting? Starts off with that mouth. With that tongue. Huh? See why you can't play with this? You need to have the Holy Ghost. I cannot emphasize that enough. Huh? When you get the Holy Ghost will take all that bitter, all that backbiting out of your mind. Huh? You say, oh, Scott, I got the Holy Ghost, but I still find myself being bitter. I still find myself backbiting. One writer said, these things ought not to be. Huh? When you have the Holy Ghost, it ought not to be there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say it's still there. Well, you need some salvation.
Jesus.
Come on back to the altar.
Yes.
Come on back to the altar and cry out to Jesus.
Yes.
Say, Jesus, take that stuff away from me. Take away all of this stuff that is not like you. Every cobweb. Every dust bunny. Take it out of me, Lord Jesus. Come on. Only those that are pure and upright. Come on, saints. Oh, what man of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. World doesn't know us just like it did not know him. Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we've got this hope. We have this expectation that when we see Jesus, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. Every man that got this hope, they purify himself. Why? Because Jesus is pure.
Huh? Come on, everybody, is that true?
You
gotta cry out to the Lord. Ask the Lord, take this stuff away from
me.
Take away all the bitter. Take away all the malice. Take away all of that backbiting. All of that hatred.
Huh? All of that wishy-washy stuff. All of them wandering eyes. That whispering spirit. Huh? See, when you get the Holy Ghost, you become settled. Huh? When I received the Holy Ghost, the Lord settled me. When I received the Holy Ghost became an anchor. Huh? Anchor settles you. Huh? Storms of life will take you just like this. But when you got the anchor down in your soul, it settles you. Huh? It tells you, be still. Huh? Holy Ghost tells you, be still. Right? Be steadfast. Huh? Unmovable. Huh? Always looking for to do the Lord's work. Huh? What is the Lord's work? Salvation of the soul. Huh? Learn how to work with the people to get them saved. See, Elder Scott, I'm not one to be able to work at the altar. Well, everybody should be able to work at the altar. You receive the Holy Ghost, you should be able to help somebody else. Receive the present gift of the Holy Ghost. Say, Elder Scott, I don't know what the Holy Ghost look like. You should draw off of what's inside of you. Huh? Say, Lord, open up my understanding. Huh? Open up my understanding to recognize when it's you and when it's not you. Huh? And when it's not you, I need to open up my understanding as to what I need to say. What do they say to you while you are tarrying for the Holy Ghost? Call Jesus. Call him by his name. Open up your mouth and call him by his name. Every now and then your tongue get loose. So open up your mouth. Call Jesus by his name. Huh? Come on, one thing I've learned, the Holy Ghost does not deny the name. Huh? Holy Ghost will never deny the name. You will never get so saved. You will never get so filled with Jesus that the Lord won't let you respect his name. Huh? God highly exalted that name. He gave himself a name which is above every name, right? In that name, that's where we put our trust. Huh? Come on. There's no salvation in any other. There's no other way to do this. Huh? Come on, say, well, get on your knees and say hallelujah. You can say hallelujah all you want, but hallelujah is not going to be greater than the name. Get on your knees and say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then you can say thank you, Lord, all you want, but thank you, Lord, is not going to be greater than the name. Huh? There is no salvation. That's book. There's no salvation in any other. Huh? There's no other name. Huh? Come on. Yeah, but I came down to the altar. And they told me to lift up my hands and say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But that's no salvation. Huh? All you're doing is praising him. All you're doing is praising him. Everything that God breath can praise him. But you need to be saved. Huh? Salvation is in the name. Huh? Give me the name, right? Give me the name, right? Blind Bartimaeus, when that brother was blind, huh? And he heard that Jesus was by, he didn't yell out hallelujah because he wanted some sight. Huh? Come on, y'all hear me? He didn't yell out hallelujah. He didn't yell out Jehovah God. That brother yelled out Jesus. Huh? And they told him, hold your peace. Huh? Silence your mouth. He's too far away. The Lord is too busy. But that brother had it fixed in his mind. He wanted salvation. Huh? He wanted to hear from Jesus. He cried out the more, Jesus, Jesus, right?
Hallelujah, help us, help us.
Lord, stop.
Jesus.
Help
us, huh? Jesus, hallelujah.
Lord, that got the Lord's attention.
Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. You want to be a group of people Jesus, that get the Lord's attention? Don't deny his name. Huh? I don't care how small you are. Don't you deny his name. Huh? Be Jesus crazy. Huh? All in your mind, be Jesus crazy. Huh? Everywhere you turn, you should see the name embedded in your brain. Huh? Come on, is that true? Everywhere you turn, you should see the name of Jesus embedded in your brain. Huh? That's where your peace come at. Huh? That's where your joy lies. Huh? That's where righteousness rests. It rests all in the name, right? That's the truth. Come on, keep me going. It's over. See why you need the Holy Ghost? You need the Holy Ghost to help your throat. You need the Holy Ghost to get into your brain and work with your mind so that your tongue can stop being wishy-washy. Be over here and be over there. Tell us, God, I ain't got no cussing in me. But you talk bad about your brother. You talk bad about your sister. Huh? Come on. It's not like Jesus. Come on. It's not like Jesus. You're not going to build him up. You shouldn't say it. Huh? Come on. You say, well, it's all in my mind. That's all I could see. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is a mind regulator. Huh? Lord, help keep your mind straight. Huh? Lord, help keep your mind fixed. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. Huh? Holy Ghost don't be playing. Holy Ghost don't be playing. Holy Ghost be serious about his work. Huh? How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Huh? He shall lead you. He shall guide you into all truth. Huh? Truth concerning what? Concerning me. Huh? Didn't David say the Lord desires truth? Huh? From the inward. Lord, help me to see myself. Huh? I know I see my brother and my sister doing wrong, but help me to see myself so that I can get me straight, right? Help me to get me straight. Huh? Help me to get my mind straight. Huh? Take away that stuff inside of me to make me look and wander and be wondering about things that have nothing to do. Come on, is that the truth? Stuff has nothing to do with your soul. What brother or sister so-and-so is doing has nothing to do with your soul. Jesus, help my mind. Help my mind. Help my mind to be fixed on you so that I can see myself. Huh? So you can show me the truth concerning me. Huh? Come on. Isn't that truth? That's what Paul had to ask the Lord Jesus. Show me truth concerning me. Why? Because the good that I would do, I allow not. But the thing that I hate, that's what I wind up doing. Then I start to have a meeting in my mind. I consent unto the law, the governing principle in my own mind, that what I am doing is right. It is no more I that do it, but it's the sin that dwells in me. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Huh? Oh, wretched man that I am, right? He desires truth from the inward part, saint. You got to be truthful with yourself. It's easy for me to see the wrong in somebody else, but I need to be truthful with myself. Say, Elder Scudder, well, who should be watching me? You got one, Pastor. That's my job. It's a hard, burdensome job. Huh? But it's not a shared responsibility. Only one can watch for your soul. Huh? Come on, only one can stand on this wall. Huh? You say, well, Lord, Elder Scudder, the wall is long. But only one can stand up here. Huh? He's only given charge to one. To watch over the flock. And to feed the flock. You can't feed them. Only the Lord's preacher can do that. Come on, saints. That's my job. That's my responsibility, right? And beautiful thing is, you can't tell me how to do this. Huh? You can't come up to me and say, Elder Scudder, did you see such and so and so? Huh? When are you going to say something to such and so and so? Well, I've been talking to you all along, and you still are not doing what I told you to do. I ain't heard you talk. The Lord has been talking to you from day one. Telling you to repent. Turn away from your wrong. Take away the evil of your doing, right? What evil am I doing, Elder Scudder? You're looking at stuff you have no business. You're talking about things you have no business. He desires truth from the inside of you, right? Come on, is that truth?
Yes.
That's truth.
Yes.
Come on, read me a little bit more. Come on, we in Romans chapter number 3. What verse are you at?
I'm at verse 13.
Yes. Yes. Come on. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to take that lying spirit out of you. That spirit that lies. Spirit to make you think you all right when you know you're not all right. Huh? Come on. Come on. You know you're not all right. You know what you're doing is not like Jesus. Huh? You know what you're doing is not in agreement with Jesus. It don't agree with Jesus. It disturbs him. Huh? It makes him angry. Huh? Lord, that he angry with the wicked every day. And what you're doing is wicked. It makes him angry, right? You're listening to things you shouldn't be listening to. Huh? You're thinking about things you shouldn't be thinking about. Huh? And you come before the Lord. And you say, Lord, I know. Lord, I know I'm making a couple of mistakes. But I know I'm right. Huh? Lord says you got a deceiving spirit. Huh? You got a deceiving spirit inside of you. Jesus desires for you to be true. He desires for you to be pure. Huh? He don't want no blemishes. He don't want no spots. Huh? Okay, how long you been saved? Lord don't want no blemishes. He don't want no spots inside of you. That's why he gave you this altar. For you get down here and cry out to Jesus. Ask the Lord to deliver me. Deliver me from all of this wrong stuff that has got root inside of my mind. Deliver me from all of these wrong things that I find entertaining. Huh? I find funny. I find amusing. I get a chuckle out of it. You need Jesus to deliver you from that stuff. Why? Because it's not like him. That's truth. Need the Lord to deliver you from this stuff. Huh? Come on. Yeah, you got death. You got death in your tongue. You got a lying spirit in you, and you got death in your tongue. You're saying things to kill. Huh? You're not saying things to build up. You're saying things to kill. You got a desire to see death. Huh? Come on. That's not Jesus. Jesus don't give you no mind to want to see death. Not during the time when he said, I'm coming that you might have life. Come on. Death is already here. This is the time for you to get some life. You need to be somewhere where some life is there. Huh? If Jesus is not there, there's no life there. Huh? If you don't hear his name, there's no life there. You need the name because you need life, right? That's the truth. Death is there. Huh? Come on. Read a little bit more. Isn't that something? What is that mouth full of? Ain't that there? You know this ain't no Jesus. Huh? This ain't no Jesus. You got a whole lot of cussing inside of you. Huh? There ain't no Jesus. You got a whole lot of bitter. Is that what the writer said? Cursing and bitterness. Huh? You know what bitterness looks like? Nothing makes you smile. You're just an unhappy saint. You like a bump on a log. Huh? All that praise be gone for and you're still miserable. Huh? You need the Holy Ghost. Something is wrong on the inside of you. You say, I'm here, but I don't feel well. Well, you came to the right place. This is where you could be healed. Come on. You ain't got to stay sick. You don't have to stay feeling bad. Just put your mind on Jesus. Put your mind on Jesus. Elevate your thinking. Bring your mind out the gutter. And put your mind on Jesus. Ask the Lord to help you sit in heavenly places, right? Is that the truth? Huh? Come on. Saints be praising Jesus. Glad when they said unto me, let us go. And you just sitting there. Sitting there, won't even open up your mouth. Something's wrong with you. Huh? It looks like bitterness is inside of you. Huh? And these things ought not to be. Huh? Fountain don't bring forth sweet and bitter. You up 1 minute praising Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Song ain't even done yet. And you went from shouting to sitting.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
Hey, thank you.
Something's wrong. I'm sorry. Something is wrong. Something ain't flowing right. Say the spigot is on, but something ain't flowing right. You got a blockage somewhere. Huh? You got to block it somewhere. Holy Ghost ain't freely moving. Holy Ghost should be moving inside of you till it takes the breath out of you. Huh? Oh, yeah. That was Friday night. Was a good little praise service. I had me a good old time in here praising Jesus. It was like the Lord just took the breath out of me. Huh? I couldn't do nothing but say, Jesus. Woo. I mean, the Lord just took the breath. That's how I knew. Lord done came by and blessed my soul. If you ain't got it like that, you got to get it like that. You want the Holy Ghost to take the breath out of you, right? To leave you in awe. To leave you in awe of his power. Come on, to knock you off your horse. To leave you in awe of his power. To show you a light greater than the sun, right? Is that the truth?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Lord. The Lord knocks you on down. And you just say, Lord, what do you have me to do? Jesus, I'm here. What would you have me to do, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that the truth?
Yes.
That's the truth. You got to get it like that. You got to get the Holy Ghost like that. You got to keep the Holy Ghost. Y'all heard what I said? You got to keep the Holy Ghost. Elder Scott has been saved for over, how many? Almost 30-something years. Well, over 30-something years. Huh? And the Lord still takes the breath out of me. Y'all understand this? I haven't gotten too saved. You know, some people just say they're too saved. They get, they got a sophisticated movement. No, man. See, you need the Holy Ghost to rule you. You need the Holy Ghost to bring discipline. Discipline in this body, right? Lord took the formation from my fist. I don't know how to use this to do combos no more. He done took all of that away from me. He removed all of that out of my hand. I can't put them together like my feet don't operate like that no more. Somebody be wanting to fight me, they be like, man, go ahead about your business. I'm going to knock you out. You don't know what you're doing. And I'm going to say, amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. He took the fight out of me. Some folks say, nah, man, I ain't forget how to put them together. You need some more Holy Ghost. You need some more Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to come in. I mean, and restructure all of that inside. Didn't Peter know how to fight? Yes, he did. That brother took that sword out. Cut that brother's ear off. Thought he was doing something for Jesus. Jesus said, those that live by that sword are going to do what? You're going to die by it, right? You need the Lord to take the fight out of you, right? Say, oh, but Elder Scudder, sometimes you got to fight for this. Because the kingdom of God suffereth violence. And the violent, the violent take it by force. But you should have had the Lord to take the violent out of you. The Lord said, it's my good pleasure to give it to you. You ain't got to fight for it. The Lord will give it to you. Lord will give it to you. You ain't got to get down there. You don't have to get down on your knees and be screaming at Jesus. Jesus. No, you ain't got to do that. You need to ask. You need to get in a beseeching mode. And when he don't do it, you say, Jesus, the first time he don't do it, you break down and go, Jesus, please, Jesus. Because you want the Holy Ghost. But you better not get down to Jesus. Lord, look at you and say, man, I ain't hard of hearing. You better take that fight out of you. I don't know who you think you are. You're not going to make me come on the inside of you. It's a free gift. You have to be willing to receive him, right? Open arms. Open arms. Come on in, Lord Jesus. Open arms. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Open arms. Move on me, Lord Jesus. Do what you wanted to, Lord Jesus. Not my will, Lord Jesus, but thy will be done. Submissive. Come on, keep me moving.
If feet are swift to shed blood.
Yes.
Verse 16, destruction and misery are in their way.
What's in their way?
Destruction and
destruction. And don't you? This is why you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to take you off that path. Huh? When all you see before you is destruction and misery, that ain't the right road to be on. You say, Jesus, I don't want to be on that path. I want to be on the path of righteousness. Huh? Where peace and joy is, right? Take me off that path where destruction and misery is there. Keep going. Now, you know that can't be Jesus. Because Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world give it. But my peace, what is my peace passes all understanding. It's able to keep your heart and your mind pure. Huh? You want the Lord to stand up in your life. Where people be looking. Say, where in the world did this wind come from? Where in the world did this voice come from that said, be still? Huh? It blows people's mind. They say, what manner of man is this? Who is on his side? Who is his God, right? That's what you want the world to be able to say. Something done happened. Something done blew in. Something done transpired. Huh? It done took the strength out of us. Huh? It made us submissive. What is? That's Jesus. That's Jesus, the God that stands up and fights the battle. Huh? That's Jesus, the one that stands up. He doesn't say, whose side are you on? Jesus said, I ain't on nobody's side. I am the side. Huh? You got to get on my side, right? That's truth. Jesus is the one. Keep going.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Say it to them that are up under the law. That what reason? What for what reason? That every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world be found what? By the deeds of the law shall what? Don't you realize we are justified by faith? That's what Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1 says. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Huh? And what? Read the rest of it. 5 and 1. Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, right? By whom also we have what?
By faith. And through this grace, where we stand, and rejoice and hope of the glory of God.
Yes.
Glory in tribulation.
See, this is where your strength is at. This is where the Lord separates you from the talkers. Huh? Those that are just talking about it. You need to have some action behind it, right? You glory in what? Tribulation. Knowing the tribulation worketh what? Impatience what? And experience what? And hope makes us what? See, that's where Romans 1 and 16 came from. That brother had to go through something first. And that brother, as a result of him going through, he says, I am not ashamed of the what? Huh? The gospel of Christ is the birth, life, teaching, death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and promise return of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto what? See, Jesus came to offer salvation, saints. And the proof is in your behaviors. What am I doing? How am I thinking? How are my thoughts becoming manifested? Huh? That's true. You say something you shouldn't say? You need to question yourself. Is that like Jesus? Who gave me the mind to say that? Who gave me the mind to feel that way? Huh? Now, if somebody got to come and tell you, it's too late. You should be catching it yourself. See, when the Holy Ghost is working inside of you, it catches it. Amen. Holy Ghost lets you, you'll say it, and you say, oh, you shouldn't have said nothing like that. Huh? You shouldn't have thought nothing like that. Why'd you think that way? And then you realize you had some feeling months ago, years ago, that you didn't deal with. And the Holy Ghost will bring that thought up before you. And be like, oh, why are you still stuck way back there? Holy Ghost should have delivered you from that. Huh? Come on back down on your knees and let me deliver you from all of that. Huh? Come on, saint. It's those hidden things. Those little secret stuff. Y'all know how these cancers and all this other kind of stuff, and doctors be treating, say if cancer's right here. Doctors say, okay, we're going to hit this with radiation. That germ has a desire to live.
Right.
And it does this. It moves. So while the doctors is treating here, they say, oh, cancer's gone. You've been cured. And you go home thinking, say, oh, man, man, the Lord done touched my body. I'm healed. I'm healed. And then a couple of months go by, something else start popping up. Say, what happened? And doctors say, oh, we treated it. But now it's over here. And they go and say, we got to treat this. And they start focusing in over there. And cancer move again. Huh? Come on, y'all understand that? That's how sin wants to do in you. Sin wants to keep moving so it won't get dealt with. But see, the Holy Ghost is not like radiation. The Holy Ghost is not like chemical therapy. Holy Ghost comes in and takes control of your whole body. Every nook and every crevice. That's what you want the Holy Ghost to have, complete dominion over who? You. So that there's no more you, but it's the Christ that lives in me. Right? That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm done. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart. May not sin against Jesus.